Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK, 1144. And good day to each and every one of you. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Reva Blue, your host for Midday Jazz. And we have a few surprise guests here in the studio today to talk about an event that's coming up on the date is Friday, November 3rd from 6 until 10 p.m. It's taking place at Porter Sanford III Performing Arts Center and Community Center. And we have in the studio, let's say hello first to Julie Dexter. Hi, Julie Dexter.
Hi, Reva. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
You're looking good, and I know you've been traveling all around the world and doing great things.
Thank you. Life is good.
I see you and I hear you.
Thank you.
Joey Somerville is here. Hi, Joey.
Guilty as charged.
I know. We got a little of you playing in the background here with Bob Baldwin and Red Clay.
That was fun.
I just bet it was. Great project, right?
Thank you. Yeah. Always a pleasure to work with BB.
I know, that's right. And we are here also with the young man who is putting on this event, founder of Intervention and Education Center. We have Joseph T. Arnold, founder and CEO. Welcome to WCLK.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you here. Now, Joseph, if you could just tell us about the event that is coming up, and on this, and this is the 20th anniversary awards celebration, so you've been around a minute, and it's an evening of jazz and entertainment. Tell us a little bit about Positive Growth, Inc.
Now, Positive Growth is a residential care program and community-based agency located in the city of Clarkston. Founded in 1994, licensed and opened in 1997. And so we're celebrating these 20 years of service to our community, and we thought what a way to do it with music, jazz, entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so Positive Growth. Now, I was looking, you run to your Facebook page, and it's about how you're living in your daily life and inspirations and becoming mentors. And tell us more. Get a little more involved into the program.
We look at wholeness. We work with young men that have been abused, neglected, and abandoned, and have experienced trouble in their lives. And what we try to do is provide a structured environment for these young men so that we can make a connection back with home. It's not the intent for them to be with us the rest of their lives, but for us to assist them in those areas where there's gaps so that we can work with the families. And in our intervention center, we provide mental health services, whether it's individual, group, or family services, substance abuse, anger management, domestic violence. And in our education, we provide education support to children 5 to 18. You know, we want to make sure that they have the support that they need so they can be successful in obtaining their high school diplomas.
And where have some of them gone on after they have completed your program and been involved?
Wow, we have young men that are family men, that are married, business owners. We have young men that have had a career in the military, college graduates, business owners, and those individuals who just want to get back into the community and the social service work are actually volunteering, doing work just as what we're doing at Positive Growth, working with those young men that are experiencing difficulties in their lives, you know, temporarily, and they're able to work with us with these young men.
So you've obviously had a lot of success with the program since you've been around. You're celebrating 20 years. This is your 20th anniversary award celebration. So who are the ones receiving the awards? You don't have to tell the names, but what have they done to be able to receive an award?
We have individuals making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about individuals who have an impact, who have a passion for working with our young people. You know, a lot of times we hear about all the negative that goes on with our young people, but we have people such as Judge Haynes with the Cab Juvenile Court, who has a program with a rebound program that works with young men who have experienced trouble, but not going into the penal system, but working with these young people in the community to work through their particular issues. We have an individual, Greg Strait, who has a Need to Read program.
Yes.
You know, you hear about him, but he does a lot of work in the community. And one of the things he does with our young people is to encourage them to read. And so he gives them incentives for reading. You know, if they read, you know, X number of books and also write an essay with that book, he gives them, actually he's giving them up to $1,000 for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a young lady, Jamie Anton, who's been a longtime volunteer with our agency. She does A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, she's there. And so we're recognizing these individuals on November 3rd at the Porter Sanford Center.
All right. And I know we have Julie Dexter here, who is a part of the program and the entertainment for the evening. Tell us, Julie, how you got involved. And I know you're going to be singing some music that has a message along with it.
I was invited by Rita Owens. I've worked with Rita before, and I'm all for positive causes. I'm all for helping, just being a positive light in the community. You know, like the gentleman said, it's so much news about what we're not doing and the things that are going wrong, and we're not uplifting and elevating our people, the community, enough. There's not enough light being shed on the positive things that people are doing. It's silently behind, you know, behind the cameras, when the doors are closed, when you're asleep at night. You know, we don't give those people enough encouragement and light. So I'm all for being a part of and being honored to be on the stage sharing it with the one and only Joey Somerville.
Joey Somerville.
So, you know, it's all good. It's all beautiful.
Joey, how you feel about being involved with the program Positive Growth?
I'm excited. I'm set on ready. It's going to be a great evening. It's going to be great. Great lineup. It's always fun to catch a little bit of catch a vibe with Miss Julie.
Catch a vibe.
Catch some of that energy.
Yeah.
Give you an injection. Boom. Like. Yeah, but it's a beautiful, it's a wonderful cause, wonderful evening, and I love Porter Sanford. I think it's a great venue in Decatur,
yes.
Where it's greater. I just like saying Decatur,
where it's greater. Most people do.
Yeah, but now we're gonna have a lot of fun,
All right, so Joey and Julie, JJ, there we go. So are you performing together? You can have your own separate bands.
We have our own separate bands. We're going to do what we do. You know, we're going to bring the fire.
But you know, Julie, you can stick around.
Well, I've got the invitation.
That's an open invitation,
so
child.
Okay,
come on.
Yep, you're going to
better
see
get some.
You only got to invite me. That's what you got to do is
come
ask
on
and
in.
I'll be
the
there.
Water's fine.
Okay. So I'll be there.
Okay, so Julie, I know you're involved a lot with children, and will your kids be there as well to be a part of the program?
Yes, I'm probably going to bring, I'll probably bring Naima. Makai still runs around a little while for me. I've got to have one eye on Makai and then one on the stage. I'm still trying to work that out, but Naima, she's all about sitting down and, you know, enjoying the music and enjoying the environment. And Makai's cool too. I'm just making jokes, but yeah, he will run around and voice
okay.
Down.
I hear you, Joseph T. Arnold, again, CEO of Positive Growth. Again, this is an evening of jazz and entertainment, and you also have a comedian on the program who is the host. Can you tell us a little bit? We want to know what the program is all about and who's going to be the host. And is he really funny?
Yeah, well, Griff. You know, Griff actually got involved with our agency back in 1998 when he was with another radio station, and he would come out and volunteer and work with the guys with the video games and, you know, just giving them some life conversation. So we reached out to him, and you know, he was excited about coming back and working with us on this event. So, yeah, we have Griff, who's going to come in and keep it live, you know, waiting on the music to come in. I think he's going to, you know, bring that entertainment.
Okay, so people from the community who want to get more involved with your organization, Positive Growth, Inc., how do they find out more about your organization?
They can go to our website, www.positivegrowthinc.org. Or they can call our office at 404-298-9005. There's a lot of great information on our website. Tickets can be purchased through our website. Please come out and join us for a great evening.
All right. Thank you so very much for joining us here on WCLK Positive Growth. Again, Joseph T. Arnold, CEO, founder of Intervention and Education Center, and Julie Dexter is here, and Joey Somerville, and they're all a part of the program. It's Friday, November 3rd, 6 p.m., from 6 until 10 p.m. I know there's going to be a lot going on. There'll be some little snacks and stuff available as well. People want to know that, too. And so to get tickets, go to Positive Growth, correct?
Yeah, PositiveGrowthInc.org.
That's INC.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by WCLK.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And good luck. See you soon.
Bye.